multifamily mindset.
Podcast.
Think bigger.
All right, aloha and welcome to another episode here on the Multifamily Mindset Podcast with Tyler Devereaux, Jackson mother effing Campbell.
Me. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
He's here. He is here. Man, we are excited to be able to do another episode and to be able to chat with y'all. And today, I'll tell you this. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about. And if you can, you're about to say something, just totally let in.
No, go.
If and when you dial these things in, it will absolutely help you change the trajectory of your life, man.
It's so true. It's so true. Like, proper goal setting can really just change the way you operate, the way you live your life, and in turn change the outcome of your life, right? So, yeah. No, I totally agree. And I will add to this before we dive in. Ty, I've been working with you for it's going on 6 years. Wow. Since we started doing stuff together, which is crazy. But I've probably seen you teach this topic to more people than anybody, other than obviously your workshops that you do, those 3-day workshops when people come into the office or you meet up with somebody for a meal. Whenever I've been there, it always seems to come down to goals and how to properly set goals. And that's just what you love to teach. So I'm excited to dive into here and to kind of chat with you about goal setting. Ty, why do you think that that's the case? Why do you think that's the case that you'd want to talk about goals with everybody once you sit down with them?
Because I used to be that dude who never set goals.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to set goals. I didn't know how to set achievable goals. I didn't know if the goals I set would even become achievable. I didn't have a system for that. Which means, man, what ended up happening is I drifted, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had an idea of maybe what I wanted, but I didn't. It just became overwhelming and life was just drifting. I didn't feel in control, I'll tell you that. And when I learned a framework on how to set and achieve goals, it brought so much clarity into my life. And so when I see people that come in or, that I go to lunch with, or they come in the office or whatever, and I can see that they're lacking that clarity, they're lacking that, they don't see the needle being pushed forward. I can see it. I can see it because I was it.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime that my life goes into, when I feel out of control, it really does root down and come back down to this.
You said a word in there that I want to highlight, and it's clarity. Mm. They lack that clarity to be able to take that steps. Dive in there. Why does goal setting create clarity for you?
Man, and power. Clarity is power. Goal setting creates clarity because I don't just set these big, huge goals. I set those too, though.
Yeah.
There's three types of goals, dude. There's process goals, performance goals, outcome goals. An outcome goal is a big goal.
Yeah.
Year, 2, 3, 5 years.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
But that's not what I focus on. Even though I will set those and I have the direction, the vision of, I bring it down into the now. And so a performance goal and then a process goal, right? They're linear too, by the way. It's if your process goals are, okay, I'm going to do these different processes that will help me get to a performance goal that will, and if I get to my performance goal, so if I do the process, I'm going to hit my performance goal. If I hit my performance goal, there's a great chance that I exceed any outcome goal.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right, totally.
So it breeds clarity because I take this big goal and I shrink it down. I cut it down into actionable milestones and steps that I can take.
Yeah.
So at any given point when I'm like, man, what should I be doing or where should my focus be? It's here. Oh yeah, I'm going to move the needle on these. These are the things that are the most important. These smaller steps are going to help me get to the bigger thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's clarity.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to take action when you know what to take action on.
Yeah, totally. Totally. What does that process look like for you there's a big question and maybe we come back to it. Let's come back to that question. Actually, we'll come back to it. Ty, with obviously your owner, founder of two successful companies, how do you set your personal goals in line with your business goals in order to keep everything moving forward?
So it's funny because my personal goals, my business goals, any business goals that we have, I just don't believe they happen unless my personal goals happen.
Mm.
So I love that you tie them in.
That's important. No, it's important. It's important for people to understand that. Well, I want to come back to that, but finish your thought.
I'm a visual person. So how I lay it out. Ask the question again, actually, mix what I'm answering.
So the question was, you have two very successful companies that are setting goals quarterly, weekly, daily, and moving forward. how do you intertwine your personal goals within all of the goals that you're setting for your companies you're growing?
I wouldn't say that I intertwine them. Okay. I have personal goals, like personal development growth goals. Mm. But man, well, maybe they are intertwined, because I believe that the things that I work on in the business, they are me. Like, those are the things that I enjoy doing. I like to create different courses. I like to drive the needle forward. I like to, you know.
Yeah.
So those things fulfill me.
Sure.
I'm grateful to be able to do stuff like that.
No, dude, I love that. One of the things that you started, when you first started to answer it, was, I don't believe my business goals happen unless my personal goals happen. Explain that a little bit.
Well, when I said my personal goals, I mean reading X number of books, mm-hmm. spending time with family, vacations.
That's what I mean too. That's totally what I mean too. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Fitness goals, mm-hmm. meditation goals, you know, prayer, you know, dates with Paxton, Marley, and Brittany, and those kind of things.
Yeah.
Those are very much process type goals, right? Like, you know, going to the gym X number of times, and, you know, X number of dates with the kids, and those things are, it's not something that I'm going to check off and it's done. These are things that, it's an infinite game. Alex Ramosi talks about infinite, an infinite game. And an infinite game is, like marriage is an infinite game, mm-hmm. where you win by staying in the game.
Yeah.
As long as you play the game.
Yeah.
And those things, I want to always be doing those things. I want to always be progressing in those things. And all of those things help me become the person I need to be able to push the needle forward on any business-related goal.
And that's what I think is so huge, dude. And that's why I think a lot of people misunderstand a lot of the times. Dude, your business goals are only going to happen, and you're only going to be the person able to accomplish those business goals if you're doing the things for yourself in order to grow that.
Yeah.
You have to, like,
long-term.
Long-term.
Yeah.
Right? It has to be the consistency of it in order to become that person, in order to take down these goals that you have. It. Dude, and is I think... No, you're good. I just think a lot of people, I think, sometimes forget that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They wake up in the morning and first thing's business.
Mm-hmm.
First thing's this goal that they're not really connected to. They don't really connect with themselves before they really go out and try to accomplish these goals, right?
Yep.
And I just think that's such an important thing for people to understand when it comes to accomplishing your big business goals that you have. Yeah. Hone in on you so you can be the person to accomplish those big business goals.
Dude, bro, and that's it. Because what happens is a year goes by, 2 years mm-hmm. go by, 3 years go by, and now all of a sudden the business has outgrown you
because mm-hmm.
you haven't grown yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's an issue. That's a problem. So people, if they lean into business goals without personal goals, like personal development goals, they will achieve
mm-hmm.
short term.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean they'll be fulfilled.
Right.
They'll achieve short term. They'll feel overwhelmed, burnout, despair, discouragement, doubt, all that shit.
Yeah.
And man, that's the worst. Like, I don't want it. And I'm not saying that I don't feel that from time to time. I definitely do.
Sure.
And guess what I do when I feel that? Look right here internally.
Uh-huh.
What do I need to change? What do I need to fix? What do I need to do to grow?
Right.
That's what I do.
Right. No, dude, and it's so good. And it's so good. So good. Ty, how did you go about learning that? Because one of the first things you said was, I didn't ever set goals. And I didn't really you know what I mean? I didn't ever really understand it. And that's why I like to teach people how to set goals, because of the clarity that it brings to me. How did you learn how to set goals? And like, what was that process like for you?
It was necessity, man. I just felt like my life was in a tailspin, you know? I just felt out of control. And so I started to study. I started to study books, you know, reading. Like, my biggest mentors are books that I've read. I read a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I'm an active reader. I know you are, too. It's like, I'm an active reader, and I learn a ton. And so I see and I study these successful people, and I see what they do, and I hear them talking about goal setting. I hear them repeating, you know, talking about repeating their goals, writing down their goals. I was like, I don't do any of that. And my life felt like I was in a tailspin. And so the most important thing to me in the world is my family, period.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. That trumps everything. And I felt like that tailspin was prohibiting my ability to connect with Britt. And also I was about to become a dad. And so, because that was when all this started to come full circle. So and then I start to pursue something that was bigger than anything that I'd ever really pursued, which was apartment buildings. And it was like, I gotta figure this process out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still figuring that process out.
It's like, evolving, yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
The goal setting process that I do now is different than it was then because it's just, it's evolved, right? And I gotta remember that sometimes when I go down to teach people, you know, in the office, it's like, okay, how did I start it to make it more, more conceivable?
Consumable.
Consumable. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
I think conceivable works though too. I mean, I'm not a grammar Nazi.
And then, you know, break it down from there, but it's always evolving, always growing
because mm-hmm.
you're aware, you're checking in on, did this work? Did this not work? Like, dude, this quarter.
Yeah.
My goal achieving was, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
I got knocked off kilter by a lot of things. But dude, there's grace in this moment.
100%. No, but that's an important thing. Sorry to interrupt you, dude, but that's like one of the most important things about goals too.
Yeah.
Is this grace piece. Go ahead.
Because goals are about growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about achievement, man. Mm-hmm. It's about growth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you achieve a goal, awesome. What did you do? How did the process work? How can you replicate it? But if you didn't achieve the goal, what did you do? How can you correct it? How can you grow? It's like, get better. That's it.
That's it. That's life, dude.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because if you beat yourself up, now that doesn't mean that you justify things. Justifying is not learning from it. It's actually being a victim.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen because of this.
Sure.
Like I could easily tell you, hey, these goals didn't happen because of this. And guess what? It's valid.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the toughest thing about excuses. Uh-huh. Most of them are valid.
Can be, for sure.
But that just means I'm the victim of circumstance. Okay, mm-hmm. So if I want to be a high performer, I want to be a high achiever, I want to be that freaking dude, then I got to be able to perform no matter what the distractions are. So what would I do different? It's not, God, you suck. It's, what would I do different?
No, and it's even you're awesome.
Yeah.
It's even, that's how you should talk to yourself in that moment is you're awesome because you even did something that you weren't able to do before that you failed at.
Mm.
Most people sit on the sideline and don't even fail at the goals that they achieved. They don't do shit, right? They don't even write down their goal.
Mm-hmm.
So have some grace for yourself and realize that you did take a step that a lot of people don't take. And if you do fail at that goal, then like good.
Yeah.
It's the wrong goal. Maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a learning lesson there. Adjust your goal a little bit.
Totally.
Good, you failed, make those changes. Maybe you just need to extend out the period you're working on the goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
Because I've had an I don't know if epiphany, growth, right? Goals are changing and ever changing for everybody, and everybody's always evolving on how they perceive these things. And like goals as of recently for me have been I didn't fail at that goal. I just need a little bit more time.
Mm.
Because I've learned, it took me a little bit longer to learn this than I anticipated, than I planned.
Mm-hmm.
This section was a little bit longer than I anticipated. I'm still going for that goal. I just got to push it out a little bit.
Those are probably my biggest learning experiences.
Definitely. One last thing I want to add on to this, dude. If you're going for a goal, it's something that doesn't exist yet. Mm. It's imaginary. It doesn't exist yet. Whatever that is that you're creating or that goal that you're going after, you can't put any type of constraint on what it is that you're going after, including time.
Yep.
You can't put a time constraint on it because if it's not there when you expected it or when you planned out to be, but you're trusting yourself that you did the things that you're supposed to and you worked hard and you did everything you could, then you won at that goal. You might not be able to check it off, but you're winning because you're moving towards the right direction in getting there.
I would challenge it.
Yeah.
In saying that you do need a time constraint.
Okay.
Because your mind is going to gravitate towards urgency. Like
mm-hmm.
the RAS, I talked about the RAS.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It'll show you things that it deems important.
No, dude, this is where the grace piece comes in that we were talking about. I totally agree, right? Dude, I totally agree. You got to have check-ins. You have to do check-ins, and you have to know if the goal's actually happening, or you have to track it for sure. There's got to be something on the end. Or you become complacent for sure. Or you take it and you just enable yourself to continue to push it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an enablement piece. It's a protection piece at that point, right? Yes. No, for sure said it. But then also have that grace piece in there to be like, okay, maybe I just need to move it back a couple of weeks.
Okay, and bro, that's my biggest learning lessons. Yeah. Because my biggest learning lessons are I am an ultimate optimist where I believe I can do more than I really...
Sure.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I'll lay this out and I'll be like, okay, I can do this. And I break it down to the point where it's like, okay, because I got a lot of shit. So it's like, okay, I'm traveling this day. I can review this here and on the plane, and then I can... So this day I can review this, then this day in the morning I can do this, and then I can, I literally break it down like that. And we're talking, I do this out front. I'm not just, I mean, I review for the week, but I do that out front. You've seen me map it out on my whiteboard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when I go back to reflect, it's like, how the fuck did I think I was going to get all that shit done?
Right.
What?
Right.
I mean, it's because I don't leave myself any room. It's like, okay, let's say that. Sometimes after speaking at an event, I'll be like, okay, when I'm flying home, I'll review this and I'll do that. I'll check off this creative thing, you know, that I can do on my computer on the plane. But I'm like toast a lot of times after the event. Sometimes it feels like I have like this massive migraine. So it's like, if that doesn't happen, then I have no other space for it. That's what I've learned. I've learned that I need to plan for more time than I really think it's going to take because I'm the ultimate optimist.
Mm-hmm.
That's the grace, right?
Totally.
Checking in, that's the grace. And those are my biggest learning lessons, is that I think that I can, you know, I bite off more than I can really chew. But I'll also tell you that my other biggest learning lesson is I need to reflect better. I talk about reflection. I talk about how powerful reflection is. But I celebrate the smallest, dumbest stuff. Like, not the dumbest stuff, but the small wins. I never celebrate the big ones. So, for example, we just do our office, you know, team meeting in the office there in Orlando. And it's my job to present wins and learning experiences for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And as I go to prepare for that, I'm like, man, I feel like this was just a challenging year. We didn't hit the goals that we had set out to hit. And we didn't, it's like, man, this is, the hell am I going to present on? So, but then I have to present.
Uh-huh.
And I believe this is a hack. I literally believe this is a hack. I believe that everyone should have to present State of the Union wins learning experiences at the end of each year.
Or I like
at the
that.
End of each quarter, at the end of each, all of it.
Yeah.
Because it really makes you identify it. Because by the time I got to the bottom, I was like, what the fuck? We actually did some
a lot.
Shit.
Right.
We accomplished some things this year. We more revenue than the year before. It's not the revenue goal that we wanted, but it was more revenue than the year before.
Right.
We all these initiatives that we checked off. Now, lots of stuff that I want to get better. Lots of stuff that need to be better. Lots of stuff that I thought that we would be done. But when I look back a year from now, or a year ago, and I'm like, wow, I remember sitting in Orlando planning. We've actually made tons of progress. I have high standards and high goals. It's not where I want to be. We are not where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we've done a lot of shit. We've made a big impact. We've had, and it was beautiful for me, is what I'll say.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. I can't remember when I saw this Ed Milet post, but there was an Ed Milet post that really impacted me, that he talked about, like, not robbing yourself of the happiness in the now. Mm. Right? Yeah, we're not where we want to be. Sure.
Nor will we ever.
You should always be pushing that bar forward, right? So don't, like, as you're setting these goals, as we're talking this, as we're doing these things, you can't rob yourself of the happiness of those wins that you did have, whether they were big, small, not even in line with what it is that you were trying to accomplish. They were wins.
Yeah.
Right? Nico read something the other day too when we were chatting about it. Something in this book that she reads every morning. And it talks about, and this passage read, you have to, like, trust yourself and trust the way that you live, that no matter what you are doing, it is creating the life that it is that you want to have. Mm. You have to have that trust in yourself that even when you're not working on your goals, when you're spending time with Paxton, when you're spending time with Marley, that those things are being curated without you even touching them, because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're present on those things that are very important to you.
Love that.
You have to trust in that. You have to trust in, whether it's God, whether it's the universe, you have to trust in that those things are continuously being created, whether you're not touching them right at the moment or not.
Yep.
Because you have all these other important things in your life that you need to address. Your kids, your wife, your whatever it is, your family, whatever.
Yep.
You have to address those things too. So kind of looping back into that personal goal part, So it enhances all this other stuff that you're trying to do.
Yep.
Because that's the really important stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you know that I'm doing a mastermind in Orlando about this?
I did not know that.
We're doing a mastermind in Orlando. I think it's January 19th, something around there.
Cool.
Where some people, I mean, we only have so many people that can attend live.
Yeah.
We're going to attend live, and then we're going to do, I think we're doing virtual as well.
Cool.
And I'm some deep dive, dude. I'm walking people through how to set the yearly goal. But that's not where the hack is, dude. Everyone,
right.
Lots of people set yearly goals. They don't sure. Mean dick. It is how do you take that yearly goal, shrink it down into quarterly goals, and that's cool too. But how do you take that quarterly goal, set it down into milestones, actions, and then break it down to get granular, dude, through literally a day-to-day and week-to-week basis to achieve goals? And that's been a game changer for me. And I'm super pumped, dude, to walk people through.
What were the dates on that again?
I think it's January 19th.
Okay.
Let me look, dude.
How can people sign up? We'll let you know.
Yeah.
We'll keep you posted. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, January 19th and 20th.
Okay.
But I'm excited about that because when people bring me in their goals, most of the time I just rip them apart. Not in a mean way, but it's like I show them there's a reason why you feel like you're not making traction. And it has nothing to do with your motivation. You're highly motivated. Has everything to do with your execution, but your execution isn't in line with your motivation. You're very motivated. You're just not executing at the rate that you can because you don't know what you should be executing on. Because
you have no systems. You have no systems there to execute. You have nothing to execute on.
Yep.
You wake up every day motivated as hell and ready to go.
That's it.
To what, though?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Getting clear on that.
That is a frustrating position to be in.
Mm.
But when you can take this goal that seems like abstract and fuzzy, and you can break it down into what it actually means, literally reverse engineer it back, it becomes very clear. And you're so much closer than you think you are. That's Ed Milet thing too. He's talking about a depth perception issue.
Mm-hmm.
You're so much closer than you think you are. So much closer. And if you realize how close you were to achieving the goals that you had, your urgency level would go through the roof. What's cool though, is by breaking those goals down, you realize how close you are. You realize it becomes so much more clear, which drives the urgency up, and that's beautiful.
So good. So true. Ty, as we wrap up this episode of goal setting, if there's like one piece of advice that you could give somebody going into their goal setting this year, what would it be?
Think bigger, but act smaller. Meaning, set big goals. More than you think is attainable can be attained. But that will only be attained by small actions, right? One of my favorite books is Atomic Habits. It's right here.
He's grabbing the book for our audio listeners.
It is so funny.
Hold on, they can't hear you. You got to talk in the mic.
Sorry, I get excited. It's so funny because this is our book of the month for January. Are you part of the book club?
Not. I didn't know we had a book club. Strat, are you part of the book club?
Did you fart?
That was you, dude. You're the one.
Not.
You just got up and walked across the room. I'm sitting. I didn't fart.
It may have been stuck.
Sorry, I'm not a part of the book club, though.
It may have been stuck in my jeans. Who knows? But it's funny, dude, because I've never seen that this is on the spine. But it says, tiny changes, remarkable results. Because I'm always trying to figure out ways to say that.
It says it on the front, too.
You know why I don't see it though?
Because you audio.
Because
I do audio and digital. Kindle. And digital. Yeah, Kindle, yeah, yeah.
So I never look at the cover.
Yeah.
I'm always just on the page that I'm on. So it's Kindle. That's so damn funny.
There it is.
But this is exactly what it is. It's these tiny changes that make massive, remarkable results. And so you think bigger and act smaller. You think you set a big goal, but you break it down into small chunks. If I could give any advice to anybody, it would be that. If you can take the time, and it is, I'm telling you, the first time you ever go to do it. And as well as the 20th time that you ever go to do it, you're going to be like, I can't afford to take this time to break this down. But I will tell you, and you know this too.
You can't afford not to take that time. Yeah.
When you do it, you'll be like, how in the hell have I not ever taken the time to do this? Because when you do it, not only does it bring massive amounts of clarity, you see the progress that you're making, which breeds massive amounts of confidence. And dude, all that is massive amounts of traction and progress.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome.
Yes, so good. Also, one thing just to add here before we wrap up that we didn't mention, we have a journal that helps you do all these things, that helps you set these goals. It's the Think Bigger Journal. Get it on our website. There'll be a link in the bio for sure.
I can't believe we didn't mention that. Yeah. That's literally what I use to break them down for sure.
I'm in my mind, I'm picturing the journal pages as you're like explaining what you're doing. It's the Think Bigger Journal. If you don't have it, you should get it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so that's on our website for sure.
Yeah.
And I imagine that the goal setting class will be on the website too.
Yeah, but sweet. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Ty, wrapping up today's episode, do we have a Hawaiian value?
Kalahiki ola, which is this bitchin' little Hawaiian saying that means really every day brings new possibilities. And just the beauty of a new day. And I want to do that here because obviously I would imagine that this one's going to air right first of the year, right before the first of the year. But I want to be clear, yearly goals are for losers. You got to set yearly goals. That's great. But that's not where you're going to win. It will help you. It'll set you apart from the masses, kind of. But what will really make you win is taking those yearly goals and breaking them down into quarterly goals, monthly goals, weekly goals, and then daily goals. See, every day brings new possibilities. So you have to have check-ins every single day of where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you'll realize not only the progress that you've made, but it'll bring massive amounts of clarity. So when you feel off track, and you feel like life isn't going the way you want it to go, you don't have to wait the whole fucking year.
Mm-mm.
You can reset that hour, that day, that minute. If I learned anything at Tony Robbins' event, it was that I could change my state that fast.
Mm-hmm.
That I can literally change my state. And that comes into goal setting. And I'll tell you that as a parent, there's a few things that have helped me impact more than when I remember that. And I'll give you this example. Paxton had... Man, my dude had just been struggling. We caught him lying multiple times. This is 2 days ago. Caught him lying multiple times throughout the day. Then I gave him, I brought him Pez dispensers for the kids, and I said, okay, but no, here you go, but you can't have it till tomorrow because it's bedtime.
Yeah.
And then I walk in, it's Pez dispensers out, and it's three packages, one full, the other one opened. He's like, I didn't eat any. I just like to open it. And it's obviously that he ate like three of them.
Sure.
I'm pissed because it's like the third time in the span of this short.
And such a dumb lie.
So dumb. So dumb. And, you know, I leave him in there and then I come back in. And right before, I'm not joking you, bro, right before I walked in the door, I was like, I wasn't in a good state. I wasn't.
Yeah. Frustrated, I'm sure.
And so I changed my state.
Kids are annoying as hell sometimes.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And walk in, and I'm able to, I was able to have such a special moment with Pax that I won't even share here, but it was special.
Nice. I love that.
It was special.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Like, dude, it was just awesome. And I know that it impacted him, but it impacted me more.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
It teaches you so much.
Yeah.
The other day, man, I'm in Orlando. I'm going through some shit. I reach out to you, right?
Huh?
And I know that I'm about to go in the office, man, and I got to change my state.
Yeah.
And so I did things to change my state. So what I'm saying is when you can set smaller goals, it breeds massive amounts of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can also understand that when you're in a position where you don't feel like you're operating at your max potential, you literally have the power to change it. You have the power to change your state, which will change everything about how you execute. The longer you stay stuck in a state that isn't serving, the more that you'll be rooted in the problem instead of the solutions.
Mm. Right. So true. So true. You have to pay attention to those things. You have to pay, like one of the things that I just took out of that experience that you shared is you were emotionally aware of what state you were in. It's a huge piece that I think a lot of people don't understand a lot of the times is they got to be conscious about that state that they're in.
Yep.
A lot of times you're not, it's just a subliminal thing. Yeah, I'm pissed, so this is why I'm acting this way.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm happy, so this is why I'm acting this way.
Yep.
Right? But to understand that you have the ability to change that, it's incredible. And that you're in control of that, it's an incredible power to have. and an incredible power that you realize that you need to realize that you hold when you're trying to accomplish big shit.
Yeah.
Because if you get stuck in this negative mindset, like you're saying, if you get stuck in these non-serving states or these non-serving mindsets, it's only going to drive you farther away from your goal. The quicker you can get out of it and move, get out of it and start moving towards, the better. Yeah. Or you're not. I think you won't accomplish what you're trying to if you
that's
stay there.
It, bro. Yep. And that's where the devil operates, is there, because it keeps you stuck, mm-hmm. keeps you drifting, keeps you frustrated, keeps you. That's where. But you have the ability to control and change that fast. Mm-hmm. I love it, bro. That's a great thing.
One of my favorite quotes you just reminded me of: the devil doesn't make good men and women do bad things. He makes them pause.
I remember you sharing that before, dude. And that is, God, I can't believe, I need to remember that quote.
He makes them wait. Makes them second guess. Makes them hesitate. Because it's in those moments, it's where you forget yourself. You forget who you're doing. You forget what you're doing. You forget why you're doing what you're doing. It's in those hesitations.
Dude.
Those fears.
Thanks for sharing. I love that quote, dude. I got to freaking remember that shit.
But like, it's a good one for this too, because remember that when you're setting your, goals and you're moving towards your goals.
And then remember, hesitate and die, bitches. Hesitate and die, man. Yeah. Don't hesitate. Set big goals. Break them down into smaller ones. Go kick 2024 right in the D hole. And you're going to do that by setting big goals and kicking every single day in the D hole.
Accomplishing them.
So, man, have an amazing new year. Hope you have an amazing holiday. Jackson, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, man.
Strat, Nico, thank you for everything you do. All of my team members out there, I love you. I appreciate you. All of you listening, go share this. And I also love and appreciate you and hope you and your families have an amazing new year. Live always with aloha. Peace.
Multifamily Mindset.
Podcast. Think bigger.